1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to the Weekly Rock Blog with your host, Brian K. Schaefer. In conjunction with the Pennsylvania Rock Show and AK Music Scene. The Weekly Rock Blog is devoted to new up-and-coming music from across the state and beyond. In this segment, we'll review new music of all genres, talk about current musical trends, offer some insight into local music scenes across the country, and provide some tips and tricks on promotion. So sit back, grab a drink, turn up the volume, and let's take a journey into some new music. Hey, big thanks to everyone who tuned into our first episode. We had over 100 listeners and counting, and we reached the top 30 in the charts of podcasts on Mixcloud.com. So I hope you enjoyed what you heard, and I hope you keep coming back every week. Also, big thanks to the guys from our featured band last week, Homicide Black. They posted some really cool comments about the show. So once again, go see them live and pick up a copy of their new release. We got some great stuff coming up in a few moments, so let's get it started. 20 bucks, get that back. Why the fuck you'd ever pay me back? On this episode, we're going to listen to a few tracks from two completely different styles of rock and roll, from the bands Lisa Stark and Dizzy Whoosh. The first track we're going to play is a new track called Welcome to the Night by Lisa Stark. To give you a little info on the band, this is taken from their website. Lisa Stark is an American experimental rock band from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The band finds influences in rock legends such as David Bowie, Kate Bush, Annie Lennox, Freddie Mercury, King Crimson, and Stevie Nicks. Their sound has progressed from electronic rock to electronic progressive rock over the last two EPs, becoming more technical but remaining true to the lyrics and melody of each song. Most recently, in 2014 and 2015, the band has been working with producer Ulrich Wild on their EP Cosmic Queen, which was released April 9th, 2015. Now, if you don't know who Ulrich Wild is, he's worked with Pantera, OTEP, Stolen Babies, and Emily Autumn. So let's get it rolling. This is the track Welcome to the Night by the band Lisa Stark.
Change
Well, there you have it. That was Welcome to the Night by Lisa Stark. I'm curious to get some feedback on how you felt about that tune. Personally, I thought it was kick-ass. Dark, deep, and aggressive. And I think it's very cool to hear experimental rock coming out of Western Pennsylvania. So from the sounds of it, their live shows are pretty engaging as well. So I encourage everyone to get out and check them out live. Also, check them out online at leisurestark.com. The next track we're going to play is from the band Dizzy Whoosh. The band is from Mars, Pennsylvania, and I'd kind of describe them as roots rock. A little info on the band, taken from their website, says the following. Since its rise from the Rust Belt ruins and backwoods of Western Pennsylvania, Dizzy Whoosh has created a sound that embodies the raw, gritty, everyman hubris of its roots, and yet shows polish and maturity far beyond its years. Dizzy Whoosh has been featured in Relics magazine and has shared the stage with bands like New Riders of the Purple Sage and Melvin Seals and the JGB. Dizzy Whoosh is a humble and happy group of versatile musicians. With an attitude of gratitude, they are hoping to make their mark on the tie-dyed tapestry of rock and roll. So here's the track Barcelona from the band Dizzy Whoosh.
Is it ever loud enough for hell? No, I cannot hear it. I'm the oldest kid here. Who's the kind of free spirit? I'm an easy going, happy going, lucky kind of got a freaking black deck back. I got a steady white guitar strumming. Hand drum is drumming. So I like my Coca-Cola with a little bit of rum.
Oregon. said, no, I've got to get on to the Portland, Oregon, or the Portland, Maine. Oh, I've got to go with a Tijuana, Mexico, or Barcelona, Spain. Oh, I'm going away, but I don't think I'm going to stay. I'm just keeping on. Oh, I'm taking a train, oh, one way to Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon.
Was Barcelona by the band Dizzy Whoosh. If you like what you heard, check them out online at dizzywhoosh.com, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and search for them on iTunes. As promised last week, we're going to delve into a new segment of the show devoted to helping the local musician with promotional tips and tricks. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about email and its role in self-promotion. Email sounds a bit dated in terms of self-promotion with the explosion of social media, but actually, email marketing works, and it's an easy way to connect with your fans. It's also one of the most overlooked but most valuable means of communication. You can use your list to keep your fans informed about new music, upcoming shows, radio show spots, and other items. Make it simple and make it something people really want to read. One trick to email marketing is to send email updates with real content and keep the frequency low. Generally, one email a month is the most effective, unless you got some great news or offered a high-profile gig. Sending too many emails can actually have the opposite effect and turn fans away. So how do you set this up? Well, there's a couple ways of doing it. One of the easiest ways to start growing your email list is to have a sign-up sheet at your shows. Put one at your merch table or at the end of the stage and encourage your fans to fill in their email address. Make sure to pick up a couple packs of cheap pens and place them with your sign-up sheets, because you'll actually be surprised at how many people do sign up. And don't forget to announce your list when you're performing. Now you got a list, what are you going to do with it? There's a couple different ways of sending your first email newsletter. You can use your personal email, but that can be a pain. There's a bunch of different useful mailing list platforms out there on the internet. One really great one is MailChimp. MailChimp.com is what they call their forever free plan, in which you can send 12,000 emails per month to 2,000 subscribers. I hope you're not sending 12,000 emails a month. But go check it out and see if it works for you. Another great way of growing your list and use it effectively is to utilize the email signup tools on sites like Reverb Nation, Facebook, and others. Those sites typically have a button or an add-on tool for your profile to create a mailing list. Email really does work, but make sure it contains real content and feels personal. Don't just send a blanket email with the same boring standard template clap that everyone just sees and automatically deletes. I actually read an article recently about the band Coldplay. They use email lists to connect to their millions of subscribers and credit a big part of their success to the effectiveness. They even sent their fans an exclusive video, not released anywhere else, to their fans during the Christmas holiday season. So try it out. If you're really serious about growing your fan base, start your own email campaign today. On a sad note, I want to send my condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Dave Wagaman. Dave was a Western PA rock and roll warrior and one of the founding members and former guitarists for the band Doppler Effect. Dave passed away earlier this week. He will be missed by many, but his music will live on. He was a real cool cat, and I had the pleasure of knowing him and sharing the stage with him at various shows in the past. So after our show, head on over to parockshow.com to listen to the Pennsylvania Rock Show's tribute to Dave Wagaman. Well, that's a wrap for episode number 2 of the Weekly Rock Blog. And since we focused on email tonight, let me know what you think of the show. If you have any tips and tricks, things that work for you, and want me to share them on the show, or you just want to send me a quick shout-out, send me a message at contact@briankschaefer.com. And while you're at it, check out my website at www.briankschaefer.com. We also have a Facebook page for the Weekly Rock Blog, so follow us at facebook.com/weeklyrockblog. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, and see you next week for our special Halloween episode, in which we'll provide some more tips and tricks to self-promotion and feature some new kick-ass music that will surely get you all geared up for All Hallows Eve. Take care, be good to each other, and once again, get out and support some local live music. The music used in the Weekly Rock Blog provided under license by Blueberry Podsafe Music and Jamendo Music, the independent music community. Visit www.jamendo.com to discover new indie artists.